The longevity is going to work. Always remember this. It takes between 6 and 13 times for your client who needs your service, your avatar who needs to hear your podcast, for them to start to trust you, to actually reach out to you, to listen to your podcast for the first time.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
On this episode, I really want to be talking with you about you marketing your podcast. And I believe that a lot of the value toward doing marketing, a lot of the value that you're truly going to get is if you are consistent with your marketing. I'll throw out a couple of examples of things that I've seen and things that I've heard either from the greats that I follow or the people that I work with in our team. For example, we do marketing for other people, and our guy who does a lot of the Facebook ads has shown us that we really get the most amount of value for our client when we're doing long-term ads. So if we can make the same ad go out for the longest period of time possible, even at a smaller amount of money per day, is better than maybe putting like $1 million in 1 hour and being like, I want this ad to turn on only for the weekend. And what he has shared with us is that somehow Facebook has some type of algorithm where they see the slow tortoise at marketing style as something we can count on, something that is going to stay with us. The company has longevity, and they see the hare, the rabbit ads, like the, let's just pop out a quick ad and put some money behind it for like a weekend or a couple of weeks and just see what happens, is more of like a fly-by-night storm chaser company or podcast, for example. And so they have a little bit less credibility. Therefore, they're unable to share it with the same amount of people, or they're unable to find the qualitative, the correct, exact person because they don't have enough time to do the split testing where they're putting it in front of certain people. So there's a lot to be said about you being the tortoise in your marketing strategy. And we have a lot of different clients that we work with to do marketing. And the thing that I want to share with you now is what you should be thinking about for like how long you should have your ads up, how long you should be doing ads, staying in front of people. And what I want to share is that when I first started marketing for other people, I went as low as 1 month. I was like, hey, we'll market for you for 1 month. And I'll just throw out a number. It's $2,500. Okay. $2,500. We'll market your podcast for 1 month. And we actually had a couple of clients that did it, tried it for 1 month, and then they stopped. And then the listeners dropped off like pretty quickly. I'm saying within a few weeks, the listeners, just many of them, not all of them, obviously, but many of them just kind of came, downloaded a few episodes that we weren't staying in front of them. So even if they downloaded them, they never listened to the episodes. So they were unlistened, unplayed, and the algorithms worked against that client. And I felt like I really wasn't serving the client. So what I did is I really wanted to do like a 6 month minimum as we were working with clients to market their podcast. That was my goal. I was like, hey, we're going to do a 6 month minimum. But something scared me from having a 6 month minimum. Like I actually was afraid to tell clients that was the minimum because I thought some people would want like 3 months or 4 months and they wouldn't quite pay for 6 months or 12 months. And so I was personally afraid of offending people or making them think that, man, I'm locked into this contract. And it was uneasy for me. I was not actually, in all honesty, I was not serving the client at the best level because I was offering 1 month term. And that didn't last long. After a couple of people joined for a month, and we actually, let's just say it's $2,500. It literally cost me way more money to only work for somebody for 1 month, because there's a ton of upfront costs, learning how to market the podcast, learning where to put the money, split testing everything. You can't figure everything out that fast. You just can't. We can't. And I don't know any good marketer that can. So with that said, I moved it up to a 4, 8, and 12 month. I was like, I'm going to do a 4 month, 8 month, and 12 month. And what's interesting is 4 month was like the bare minimum that worked for anybody. And Derek Wilson is one of our clients that it worked for. And usually, and I would say only about a third of the clients that we worked with, there was Derek Wilson and a couple other clients that it did work. And then there was a good handful of like 5 different clients that it did not work for with the 4 month. And that hurts my heart. If you're like me and you have a business, your main focus is to serve people, serve them with integrity, serve them at a high level. And randomly enough, you want them to be happy. I'm a people pleaser. What can I say? I want other people around me to be happy. And I will go out of my way with our clients, with my family, with friends, and even with people on the street. I've been known to pull over on the side of the road to help somebody who looked like they might need help with their car. And people are like, why are you pulling over? Do you know them? I'm like, no, I don't know the person, but look, I don't want them to have a bad day. Who knows what's going on? They might be broken down. They might need help. They might have a flat tire. They might need an engine. They might need a ride. They might need a cell phone. Maybe they can't even charge their phone, because I think of all of these possibilities and I just want to help others. This is the reason for the podcast. And with that said, I felt extremely bad that 2/3 of our clients that did the 4 month package, it didn't work for them, because I want everything to work. And so I finally did it. I said, I'm going to do with marketing, we're only going to do 6 month packages and 12 month packages. How does this relate to you? Here's how it relates to you. If you're going to do your marketing, I want you to have an absolute minimum of a push as a 6 month push. Now, this means, how can you do this? What resources do you have? Do you have time or do you have money? If you've got money, where are you going to place that money? Here's a few places that we put the money in case it can help you. For example, we place a lot of money on, actually, I was going to say almost every client, but I can clearly say 100% of our marketing clients, we do this. We put up their Facebook. I don't know why I'm talking about Facebook. We put up their, well, yeah, we do Facebook ads also. I'll get to that in a second. We put up their banner ads. We go to different like blogs and websites that might be industry related or podcast listener related. And we always find at least one, in most cases, at least two. Actually, if it's a woman podcaster, we're automatically going to go to two places immediately. There is a Podcast Women's Network that we pay for your podcast to be on. It's really cool because it's only female podcasters. And there's a lot of people that are looking for just female podcasters. So if we have a client who is female, well, obviously we're going to put that on the all-female podcast network, where there's women that are literally searching for podcasts that'll help them. And that's where we put the banner ad. We put a banner ad there in multiple places so that it's easy for other women to find that podcast. We also use larger networks that are more generalized, and we can go by category as well. Like, for example, we will pay to get all of our clients in 5 places. And we do this, usually it's a 7-month contract. We pay for the first month and then we add 6 months for basically the price of 3 months. And these banner ads will be like your podcast. It'll talk about, usually when you do your banner ad, it's going to talk about a problem that you need to solve, a problem that your avatar needs to get solved, and how you solve it without a thing. So basic copy or marketing language would be, if you're suffering with this, this podcast will solve your problems in a short amount of time, or this podcast will solve your problems without you having to spend a whole bunch of money. That's kind of how we do it. And we'll put them in, I mentioned 5 different places. on those big podcast networks. For example, we always get our podcast clients in the professional category. So it's professional podcast category. It's really easy to do that. All I do is pay a little bit more money, and then they're up there for 7 months in the professional category. Another one is that we always do the featured category, like the featured podcasts, basically editor's choice or featured category. You can pay to be there. So we do that for all of our clients. So they'll be up there for 7 months. Here's another reason why we don't market for people for just 1 month or 4 months. Just randomly, I am paying for it to be up there with a contract for 7 months. And so I got to have at least a 6 month minimum of payments because I'm forking out the dough to grow your podcast. It costs us more money in the beginning, but at any rate, that's why we do 6 or 12. And then what are the other three categories? Basically, every podcast has the ability to be in three categories or subcategories. What was I going to say? Three categories, i.e., no, such as three categories. For example, let me reel it in for you here. My real estate podcast, it was in the business category, the generalized business category. And then it was within the investing subcategory. And then I'm trying to remember the third one that we were using. Let's just say it was in the educational category. That might have been where it was, or the personal development category. There's so many different ones, the financial category. But the point is that we will always get our clients featured in three different places. So when you do it, it'll be helpful if you get there. And why am I telling you this? It's because when you're up there in the same place for 6 months, you're going to get the same eyeballs many, many times. Plus, you're going to get more eyeballs. And when you continue and to be consistent and can stay in front of your people for a long period of time, the benefits are that they start to see Coca-Cola all the time. They know Coca-Cola. Shout out to Coke. And we start to say, oh, well, it's just Coke or Pepsi, or they see Pepsi all the time and they're going to go ahead and pick Coke or Pepsi. But there's all these other brands that make cola. There's off brands in all of the different stores. And then there's additionally a bunch of off brands, like smaller boutique craft brewers or whatever you want to call them, that are all making like a cola product. And they all taste a little bit different, but most people in the world go to Coke or Pepsi because they see it all the time. And it's the same thing. Like when you have somebody who is a podcast listener and they want to find a podcast and they're always looking for the next cool podcast and you're always in front of them, then they're going to be more trusting of your brand. They're going to see that you're always there, always, always, always there. You're never going to change. You're not a fly by night, just like with the Facebook ads. So that's one of the reasons that we do that. And I think you should as well. For marketing, you should be focusing on like long-term big picture stuff with Facebook ads. Although, yes, it is 100% true that if you're managing Facebook ads the right way, you are going to be split testing. I was at a event with a whole bunch of the top real estate investors, literally in the country. When I say the top, I mean the most famous coaches, educators, mentors, podcasters. I am in that circle and I have a lot of friends that are in that circle. And I was invited to an invite only. There was maybe 100 to 150 people there. And they were like the cream of the crop, the top dogs in the real estate investing industry in the entire country. If you're in real estate, you'll recognize half their names because they're just so famous. And while I was there at this awesome event, people were talking about Facebook ads and other types of ads. They were talking about Google ads and they were talking about all sorts of stuff. But the main point that all of them had is that it goes back to this tortoise and hare. It goes back to the fact that these guys and gals that were marketing at a high level, Christina Kraus and all of these just amazing marketers, Joe McCall, I can't name them all. But the point that I'm trying to make is that they're talking about split testing. And this is exactly what you should be doing. This is exactly what my Facebook ad does for our clients as well. What you need to do is you're going to put up many ads. Okay. You're going to create the copy And then the copy is the text. It's the VSL, virtual sales letter. And that's going to be the copy. I call it the copy. Hopefully that makes sense to most people listening. Copy is text. It's a script that you're going to put. So you create copy, and then you'll put that on, like, let's just say 4 different ads. But with those ads, you're going to put like a different photo or a different video with the text, with that same copy. And then you're going to set the ad to be like, over the next 6 months, I want to put like $10 a day to all of these. Maybe you don't have $10 a day for each and every one, and that's okay. It adds up fast when it's $10 a day for like a total of, usually we're doing like 12 plus ads every day. So that's like $120 a day. That gets up to like $3,000 just in ad spend, if all of the ads stayed the whole time, but you kill some of the ads. That's the point of split testing. So you set them up, longevity for the next month or 6 months. But again, we're talking, you should be the tortoise, not the hare. So we set it up so that it stays up for at least 4 weeks to 6 months. And we push the button to go $5 a day, $10 a day, $20 a day, whatever. We set it up. And then after a couple of days, you might see that one of the ads is not really working out because you're testing it against the other ads. So what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and kill that ad. Basically stop the ad, and you store it in a bank of things that you've done. And you're always doing, it's going to be, for example, you have 12 different ads or 16 different ads going at the same time. You're going to have 3 or 4 different images or videos. Write this down if you need. I'm really just giving you the tools of basically what we do. You're going to have 3 or 4 different photos or videos, still images, action shots, whatever will catch somebody's attention. You need to do hook, story, offer. I've talked about that on this podcast many times, hook, story, offer. The hook in many cases is the image or the video that you're using. Videos are generally short, although I've seen well-performing videos that are long as well. But when we do them, they're going to be usually 30 seconds to 2 minutes. And every now and again, we might go up to 5 or 6 minutes, but it's usually 30 seconds to 2 minutes. And we'll put up 3 or 4 different videos or photos, and then we will multiply it together by the copy. So we'll have 3 or 4, or maybe sometimes just 2 different copies. And then we'll multiply that copy by the amount of images, and we'll try all of the different combinations. And so you'll have video A with sales letter 1, video B with sales letter 1, video C with sales letter 1. And then you'll have video A with sales letter 2, video B with sales letter 2, and video C or image C with sales letter 3. And you'll do image 3 with sales letter 1, and so on. I think you get the point. And then you are going to put a small amount, whether it's 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 bucks per day per ad, and you're going to watch it for the next 2 to 3 to 4 days. And the ones that are not performing very well, you crush them and you put them in a bank so that you know that they're not working. The rest of them, you keep going and you keep putting 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 bucks a day or 25 bucks a day. We have a few clients that we do like 25 bucks a day per ad. And then if one of them seems to really be working out over time, what you're going to do is you're going to put more fuel on that fire. You've already got a fire. It's already great. And all you do is put a little bit more fuel on that fire. And that's how we get good results for our clients. We're doing this with other things as well, but at least you heard a little bit about the banner ads and a little bit about like the Facebook ads. All in all, here is a big takeaway for this episode today. The longevity is going to work. Always remember this. It takes between 6 and 13 times for your client who needs your service, your avatar who needs to hear your podcast, it takes usually between 6 up to 13 times for them to start to trust you, to actually reach out to you, to listen to your podcast for the first time. So when we're doing these ads, oh, I forgot to say the last part about the Facebook ads that would be really helpful for you. This is important, so I digress, but it's beneficial to you if you're going to be doing Facebook ads. We also multiply all of those things that I already told you with the audience. So you might find audience A, which is in this city, audience B, which is in that city, or audience A, which is interested in investing, and audience B that's interested in wealth preservation. Or you might go, audience A is 18 to 30 years old, and audience B is 40 to 50, and audience C might be 50 to 70 years old, something like that. So you've got the 18 to 20, you've got the 21 to 30, you've got the 30 to 40, whatever. You're selecting like different age groups for the types of audience that you have. And what you're doing, oh, you'll also do male or female. In many cases, you'll have, I want this ad to only go to women. I want this ad to only go to men. Now, you're not being discriminatory. You're not being like judgmental. You're not being sexist or whatever, or even ageist because of doing the age, or geographicist. You're not being a discriminating person. You are looking to find who resonates with what the most. And so you do multiple combinations. So you're doing more than just going back to this piece. And it's important. You're on Facebook ads, you're doing more than just one ad. You're doing 2 or 3 or 4 different copies, 2 or 3 or 4 different images or videos. And then you're doing 2 or 3 or 4 different demographics that you're putting this in front of. All to say that when you add it up, you're probably going to be in front of like 12 to 16 in many cases at this event that I went to with all these top real estate people. Some of them were doing way more than us. Most of our clients were going to be doing 12 to 16 different ads at a time. These guys that were really, really doing this, I had a guy that was there who was putting 7 figures every month. I think it was like $2 million a month in just Facebook ads that they were spending. Obviously, they're making more than that. I told you before, these are rock stars. But with the low 7 figures, like over $1 million, $2 million every month, here's something that they were doing. The guy that was on stage saying this, I think he said that he had like, I don't remember, I don't want to exaggerate it, but I feel like it was over 100 different ads going on at the exact same time. They were managing all of them and managing the budgets for all of them a certain amount per day. So hopefully that was valuable to you, that takeaway. I want to talk a little bit about Derek Wilson, because I freaking love this guy. He's just a really good person. He's got the Primal King podcast. Primal King podcast. We'll link it into the show notes for you as well, so that you can just check out his show. Derek is one of the outliers. All right. When I mentioned that only 1 out of 3 of our 4 month or less clients really were working out, Derek worked with us for 4 months and his podcast extremely worked out. And I would like to pull up the numbers for you. So give me just a couple seconds. I've got it in front of me here. And just as I look at it, Derek was doing already really, really well, to be completely honest. He was getting around 15,000 downloads a year, which most podcasts, just to let you know, most podcasts, like if you start a podcast, you're not going to be at that level. Like, yes, granted, if you do work with like our team, you will be at that level. I know you will. But most podcasts out there, they start on their own. They are kind of like doing this on their own. They don't have all the systems in place. They don't know how to market or where to market. And so like you'll be doing really well to have 15,000 downloads per year, which is maybe like 1,100 to 1,600 downloads per month, something like that. And that's where Derek was. He was already doing freaking awesome. Like when he started working with us, it was a referral from another client that we were working with said, hey, Derek, I know you want to go to the next level. You should talk to Adam. And so we connect with him and we start marketing. And in a relatively short amount of time, we took like 1,600-ish downloads per month to about 6,000-ish downloads per month. And by the end of the 4 months, he was around, I had it in front of me this week because he literally reached out to me on Facebook Messenger asking if he should start back up with our services. And so at any rate, with that said, he was at the 7,000 to 9,000 downloads. And what was freaking cool when I saw it, because my team, we actually take screenshots every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of all of the data for all of our clients so that we can track it on a regular basis, not once a week, three times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so we have like screenshots of everything and we can pull it up relatively fast, as you can see. With him at like around 1,600 downloads in January, around the same in February, and then it gets up to a few thousand in March, around 6,000 in April, around 6 or 7, May, June, July, and then we're done with our 4 months. And I think, here, let me just pull up our conversation. I've got it in front of me, and it actually, I lied to you before when I said that he reached out to us. I reached out to him. I said, hey, I'm loving your most recent episode, Give Until It Hurts. I love that episode. As I was listening to it, I had to reach out to him and tell him, dude, love your content. That's basically what I said. Then he replies and said, thank you. It was a pretty cool experience. I'd like to connect and see how I could take the next step with your company. I didn't even know that we were done with our 4 month, he says here, because he's consistently getting 7,000 to 9,000 downloads every month, even though we're done. And I was like, dude, that's crazy. So he goes, do you think it would be beneficial for me to try to get in front of like 20 to 30,000 listeners every month? Adam, do you think it'd be beneficial? And I go, I have to look up the 4 months. My team told me that we were done. I'm like thinking to myself, man, I thought we were done. How is he so consistent? Because he only worked for 4 months. We're talking tortoise is better than the hare. And 4 months, that's an in-betweeny. I don't know what, we'll call it a deer. Is a deer in the middle of a tortoise and a hare? I'm not sure. But 4 months, usually not long enough, but it was long enough for Derek. And he says, yeah, the downloads have been pretty consistent. So then I said, are these your two questions? If I get 30,000 downloads, is that going to benefit me? And how do I know that the 30,000 downloads might be my tribe? And I said, is that what you're asking? And he says, yeah, kind of, but I really want to know if it's necessary that I work with you. And I said, it makes total sense what you're asking for. And I will have to look where you were before and where you are now, because I don't have it memorized. Unfortunately, we have too many clients that work with us. I can't memorize everybody's stats. That's why we take screenshots 3 days a week. He goes, for now, I suppose I have to say I'll look into it and maybe it won't make sense. I'll reach out to my team and get a better sense of where you stand. Out of curiosity, what do you want to achieve by having more listeners? Is it more income? And he said, perfect. Love your honesty, my friend. It's rare. Sadly, he wants more income. And he said a few other things. And I said, okay, perfect. Now that I know what you're looking for, I'll sit down with the team. To be honest with you, in case Derek listens to this, I have to say this. I said, I'll reach out to you tomorrow. Now, this was on a Tuesday. And I go, I'll reach out to you tomorrow. On Wednesdays, I have a solid back-to-back podcasting day. Some of you might have already known this by listening to other episodes. I will do like between when I'm recording on Wednesdays for my podcast, I'll do between 4 and 6 episodes every Wednesday. And for the most part, that is a full day because it's prepping for episodes. It's recording the episodes. You don't have a lot that you can do with 4 to 6 50-minute, they're really 1 hour calls for my podcast on Zoom. So, man, I shouldn't have told him that, to be honest. So he goes, okay, thanks, Adam. And then he reached out to me. He goes, were you able to figure out what the next steps should be with your team? And I said, no, brother, I apologize. Wednesday is podcasting day and Thursday is back-to-back coaching calls. So I've got back-to-back podcast, back-to-back coaching calls. I didn't make time for it, but I actually have it in my calendar for Friday. So he goes, no worries. This is relevant. So I'm sharing a lot of these details with you. Here's my response when I finally, on Friday, got to look at all of his stats. I said, it looks like you started with us March 21st. You paid March, April, May, and June. We worked until July 21st. July 21st was our last day. since July through October, you've been sitting around 8,000 to 9,000 downloads pretty consistently. You want to build an audience. You want to host mastermind retreats. By the way, this guy owns a farm and they do their own cattle, their own beef. And so if you want some like true farm raised, awesome beef, I'll make sure that my team, and right now I'm instructing you, team, I want you to reach out to Derek and make sure you have the right links to how to buy his organic farm raised small batch beef. I said, here's your goals. You want to build your audience. You want to host a mastermind retreat at your ranch and you want to monetize mostly by selling the beef that you guys raise, and you've got to try it. And here's my response. I'm building your audience. I do believe we could get you up past the 9K for sure, but I don't know if 30K consistently would be doable. It might take longer than 6 months to do it. If you're hosting your mastermind, I said, you might be able to get a few people by having the podcast. That's inevitable. People are going to be listening. And I said, it might be beneficial for you to do two strategies. And this is beneficial to you who's listening as well. Like, I'm reading this to you for a reason, because I think there are actual takeaways for you to grow your business, to grow your podcast, and things that you should consider before putting money to your tortoise and hare type of marketing. And of course, I'm really pushing for you to do the tortoise. But I basically said, I have some ideas that I would love to chat with you. So why don't you set up a call with me? We'll figure out about monetizing and stuff. But at the end of the day, here's what I said. I said, I would love an opportunity to work with you for an additional 8 months. I would love that opportunity. I think we could get you somewhere. But based on your downloads that you have now, which he's already above 8,000 every month and hitting 9,000 last month, even without our help, we helped, we boosted it from like 1600 to like a pretty consistent 8,000 without our help. I keep saying without our help. It's like we worked for 4 months, and then for the last 4 months, it's been doing freaking awesome, even after we're not putting more money toward it, which is just huge, I think, for him and for the income that he can make and things like that. So I basically said, you, with your listener base now, you should already be making 2 to 6K a month. Like, you should already be making 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, or 6,000 every single month, because you have the ability to do that. And so you can monetize now today, even without me, I told him. And I basically said, I would love to work with you for another 8 months, but I think you're already in a good spot. If you want to get higher, I don't know if I can get to 30,000 on his show, of his perfect avatar, real, organic, like humans that actually care about his specific subject. I don't know if I can find them for sure. I hope you go check out his show. The link to it is in the show notes. Jump over there. He has an amazing podcast that I think adds value to anyone who wants to be a better version of themselves. So if that's you, if you want to be a better version of yourself, at least go check out Primal King. He's just a great guy. I even asked him permission if I could use his name in his podcast when sharing these details. And he said, yes. So actually got a call scheduled with him this week about not to sell him on our services, but this call is to let him know, basically to show him that he should already be making money. Like, his podcast is at a level that he could easily be making 2 to 6,000 every month already. And I'm trying to see if I missed anything. Nope, I didn't really miss anything on that, except for you to understand that, to wrap up this episode for you, is that when you do your marketing, think tortoise, not hare. When you do your Facebook ads, think split testing. Now, this is a massive amount of work for somebody to do. So if you're not going to manage your own Facebook ads, then you need to be in contact with the right person that can oversee all that stuff and know what metrics to be looking at and be able to kill the ads at the right time and the right place. If that's not you, if you're not already good at it, but if you at least have the base knowledge that I shared with you today, you can at least communicate with the person who runs your ads to make sure that they're doing these ads in your best interest. If they're just doing one or two ads and not 12 to 16, I don't think you should work with them. You should find somebody else. Hint, hint, we do it too. If you ever want to look at us for marketing, we can help you. The next takeaway was when you're doing your banner ad, get in front of people. You want to be in front of somebody for 6 to 13 times because you want them to trust you. You want them to listen to your podcast. You want them to pay you money. Most people listening to this show do want to monetize. So I assume you want to make money through your podcast somehow. Selling ads, selling your own products, your own services, affiliate relationships, as I've mentioned, we do a lot on our show. We also try to sell our own products and services on our show. And I don't even think of it as we're selling our services. I think we're supporting podcasters that need the extra help, that need the easy button, that need somebody to manage their podcast, edit their podcast, write their show notes, or at least market their podcast so it goes in front of a wider audience. That's how I monetize this show. That's a good way for you to monetize your show is to have a product or have a service that you can offer to people to get them to a next level like we do. And is there other takeaways for this podcast? A tangible takeaway was that 4 months is usually too short for marketing. So I learned it the hard way by having to let down a few people that did 1 month and a couple people that did 4 months. Now that we have our absolute minimum at 6 months, so far every single client gets results. And so we've added a guarantee to our service. We've added a full guarantee that if we don't achieve the thing, basically we have three packages, either 10%, top 3%, or top 1%, top 10. So staying out of the bottom 90, top 3%, staying out of the bottom 90 for 7%, which most podcasters are in, or top 1%, where you are literally getting more influence than 99% of the podcasts out there. Now that we have done our 6 months, we've been able to add a guarantee. And what this means to you is regardless if you're hiring us to do this for you, regardless of that, if you're looking at the long game like the tortoise, that's how I believe you're going to get the best results out of your marketing. Do what Derek Wilson is considering, going an extra, adding that extra time to go to the next level, so long as he knows he can monetize his show with the extra expense, with the extra investment. The investment today for Derek is zero. He doesn't pay today. He's not paying anything for anyone to market his podcast. And he's considering going up to maybe a $1,000, a $2,000, or another. I think he was doing the $3,000 level. But at any rate, I think he's looking at, should I be doing this? And if I do, will I get a return? And so that's all we're going to talk about is how do we ensure that you're selling enough of your beef that you're growing on your farm? How do we ensure that we're attracting like-minded sponsors to your show that will be paying even more? Because you can already be getting $2,000 to $6,000. How do we make it so that if you're going to come and pay me over $3,000, I want to make sure that you're making $10,000 on your marketing. So that's what we're going to talk about. And you should be thinking of those same things. What can I spend my money on? Where can I place $1,000 a month, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month? Where can I place that as an investment that pays me dividends? Like I can be making double or triple whatever I'm paying. So those are your tangible takeaways from this episode. Huge shout out to Derek Wilson for just being a great guy, a good friend, and having an amazing podcast that you all should definitely check out. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.